you know, there's something about nature that is there's a self-correcting effect in nature. For example, when a population of animals gets too large, something happens.
Yeah, they get culled out, don't they?
Yeah. And I think what this may be telling us is that nuclear reactors are too large. Now, I'm very much a proponent of nuclear power, but I think that the way to do it is with very small size. Now, there's a company
that take care of smaller regions, but if something happens to them, like in this particular case, it's not a worldwide calamity.
Exactly. Now, I'm familiar with one company that has designed a nuclear reactor that essentially would fit inside of a hot tub. And it would service about 20,000 homes.
Oh, my God.
And it would have to be refueled every 8 or 10 years. It would have a built-in mechanism. You can design reactors so that as they get hot, they shut down. This is designed that way. To me, this sounds like the future, because even if there was a disaster with one of them, and it has a sealed core, it would only be a local disaster. But the Japanese have some of the smartest people around to design those reactors. And there were problems.
A problem, and they're calling us for help.
And there were problems in the design. And that's one of the difficulties. When you get too large of a project, it becomes a certain amount of bureaucracy, and mistakes are made, and people don't know, and you get into trouble. And you can imagine a scenario where it could be a lot worse.
I was going to say, Marvin, in your opinion, what is the worst case scenario?
Well, the worst case scenario is if the containment vessels were to rupture, and the core were to run wild.
A complete meltdown?
Yes. Because then you have the problem of potentially an explosion and blowing out radioactive material.
Well, I was born in 1950, so I was born in the Korean War. Other than what I read, I haven't been exposed to, nor do I truly understand the scope of fallout and radiation. I remember in the 60s in school.
Oh, yeah.
We would have these little bomb shelter training programs where you'd have to, sit with your knees, your head between your knees.
Yeah, get under your desk.
Get under your desk. And then people would build fallout shelters. I know growing up in the Dearborn Heights area in Michigan, our neighbor had his own fallout shelter. We all laughed at him. But I don't think people are laughing anymore. So in this particular case, what happens, Marvin, when people get exposed to too much radiation?
Oh, that's just nothing but bad news. It's nothing but bad news. It depends on how much radiation. I mean, you can get a little bit of radiation and end up...
Well, we get that from the sun every day, right?
Well, yes, but I mean a little more than a little bit, and end up feeling no particular ill effects until 5 or 10 years later you're coming down with leukemia.
And you have no idea why.
It's just all of a sudden that there's a larger population of people getting this. And it goes on to from that level up to really, really more severe. I'm hopeful that the Japanese circumstance won't get any worse than it is.
Why don't they just go in, take out all the rods, and put them away somewhere?
Well, it's not as simple as that.
Oh.
You have a very, very radioactive material. You can't get near it. Everything's done remotely. The control rods are inserted.
So even if you're in some heavy suit, it's still going to contaminate.
Oh, it's going to be hot stuff.
Oh.
I mean, it's really, really. I know in Chernobyl, the people that went in to do the work they did, a lot of those people got serious radiation problems.
Oh, God.
So I think the best we can hope for is that that they're not more serious problems.
Marvin, will they be honest with us? These organizations that are monitoring the radiation levels, will they be honest with us? Will our government be honest with us? And will they say, all right, people on the West Coast, you're going to get hit with 1,000 times more radiation than we think you should. You need to leave. Will they be honest, or they just say, well, they're not going to die for 5 or 10 years, so let's not say anything?
Well, that sounds like the way it would probably be.
The second part, won't tell us.
Yeah, because, you know, what the government does, in the first place, it usually does it poorly. And in the second place, it usually obtains just the opposite effect. And one thing that has become increasingly aware, and the politicians readily admit it, is they don't tell the truth. And that's a serious problem. No, I think that if there were a major radiation leak, they would try to cover it up.
Oh, that's upsetting.
But there are also a lot of intelligent people out there who would probably be able to detect it or find out about it.
And they know they have a voice on this program.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say that.
No, go ahead. Say it again.
Okay. Well, you know that they would have a voice on your program.
Absolutely.
They would tell people. And so in that sense, we're living in a healthy time, but it could be a worrisome situation.
Oh, just have to monitor this thing every day.
I think so, but I really think the long term solution is not to simply shut down reactors. I mean, you know how the politicians' reaction would be.
Yeah.
Well, let's kill nuclear power.
Instantly.
Instead, well, they've already killed drilling. You know, this is the drilling for oil.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one of these absurd situations. We sit on one of the largest deposits of oil and natural gas in the world. And we have huge unemployment, and we have huge fuel prices. We're sending a lot of money to foreign countries for oil and gas. People that hate us, we're making them rich.